In the heart of Naples, a remarkable relationship unfolds between Elena Greco and Lila Cerullo, two women whose lives are so deeply intertwined that it becomes impossible to determine where one ends and the other begins. Their connection transcends ordinary friendship, functioning as both nurturing sanctuary and battlefield. When Elena deliberately avoids Lila despite her persistent attempts to reconnect, we witness the complexity of a bond that has survived decades of competition, betrayal, and reconciliation. What makes their relationship so captivating is its brutal honesty. These women see each other with unfiltered clarity, recognizing both brilliance and flaws that others miss. Their dynamic embodies the paradox of deep friendship, simultaneously supportive and competitive, loving and destructive. When Elena travels to academic conferences abroad while Lila remains trapped in Naples, Elena can't help measuring herself against her friend, even in her absence. Their relationship becomes the lens through which both women understand themselves, a mirror reflecting their deepest insecurities and greatest potential. Naples functions as a living entity throughout the narrative, beautiful yet dangerous, impossible to escape. The stunning bay views contrast with Mount Vesuvius looming ominously, reflecting the constant tension between beauty and threat. The neighborhood exerts a gravitational pull on Elena and Lila, drawing them back despite their attempts to break free. The Solara brothers represent the city's criminal underbelly, using legitimate businesses to front loan sharking and drug trafficking. Their influence extends beyond economics into social control, determining fates across the community. When Elena's book indirectly exposes their activities, she faces legal threats and potential violence, demonstrating how power structures maintain control through intimidation. The 1980 earthquake manifests Naples' inherent instability. For Lila, who experiences the world as having unstable boundaries, the disaster confirms her deepest fears. Nothing lasts, not love for a man, not even love for a child. The earthquake serves as a metaphor for social upheaval as Naples struggles between historical identity and modernization. Elena's passionate affair with Nino Saratore drives much of the narrative, leading her to leave Pietro and uproot her life despite warnings from her mother and Lila about Nino's character. Their relationship is intense but deceptive. Nino promises to leave his wife but never does. Reality quickly shatters Elena's romantic fantasy of intellectual partnership. Her daughters struggle at school, Naples hasn't improved as promised, and Elena questions whether she's truly autonomous or merely arranging her life around Nino's needs. Nino's true nature emerges through betrayals. Elena catches him with her housekeeper, Silvana, and later discovers his countless affairs. This devastation confirms Lila's initial assessment. He possesses the worst kind of meanness, that of superficiality. Marriage offers little sanctuary in this world. Pietro and Elena's intellectual partnership dissolves into resentment. Stefano and Lila's marriage, built on economic convenience, crumbles under violence and infidelity. Nino's marriage persists only as social convenience while he pursues affairs. These institutions seem to trap women especially, forcing choices between personal fulfillment and social acceptance. Motherhood emerges as both profound connection and obstacle to self-fulfillment. Elena struggles balancing her three daughters, Didi and Elsa from her marriage to Pietro, and Immacolata, Emma, from her affair with Nino, with her writing career and intellectual ambitions. I had everything now, except my daughters, who remained in the margins of my happiness, Elena reflects, highlighting the painful compromises ambitious women face. When Emma is hospitalized during her work travel, Elena feels crushing guilt, yet cannot deny the inner luminosity, the satisfaction of what I'd become, the pleasure of feeling free. Lila's experience turns tragic when her 4-year-old daughter Tina vanishes without trace. Unlike death with its closure, Tina's disappearance traps Lila in perpetual limbo, unable to properly grieve, yet unable to hope. This loss ages her prematurely and intensifies her difficult character. The contrast between Elena's three daughters and Lila's lost child creates tension. Elena feels guilty for her fortune, while Lila seems to resent Elena's intact family. When Elena's daughters spend time with Lila, they absorb her influence, sometimes turning against their mother in ways reflecting Lila's criticisms. Writing emerges as both self-discovery and potential betrayal. Elena's success creates distance between herself and the neighborhood, especially Lila. Her books transform their shared experiences into public material, questioning ownership of these stories. Their relationship to writing complicates their power dynamics. As children, Lila wrote the brilliant The Blue Fairy, but abandoned writing while Elena pursued it professionally. Years later, Elena discovers Lila has been secretly researching and writing about Naples, potentially creating an extraordinary text. This discovery triggers Elena's deepest insecurities. What if Lila, despite limited education, has created a masterpiece, while Elena's published works are merely competent? By the time I was 58, Elena reflects, I had published thousands of pages that seemed increasingly insignificant. Lila might have written a text of absolute value. The tension culminates when Elena publishes A Friendship, explicitly violating their unspoken agreement never to write about Lila. This final betrayal ends their friendship, with Lila refusing all contact. One of the novel's most fascinating aspects is Lila's experience of dissolving boundaries, moments when reality's solid contours seem to melt away, revealing a frightening fluidity beneath appearances. During the earthquake, she confesses, "I've always struggled not to see how things slide away from one another, how they slide away from me and I with them." This perceptual difference marks Lila as both uniquely gifted and troubled. Unlike Elena, who knows how to give myself weight to remain the fixed needle of a compass while life traced circles around me, Lila perceives herself as liquid, struggling to maintain containment. Lila notices how individuals sometimes absorb characteristics of others. Alfonso begins to resemble her. Gennaro temporarily looks like Nino before becoming more like Stefano. These observations suggest identity has permeable boundaries. This dissolution reaches its tragic culmination in Tina's disappearance. The child simply vanishes, not definitively dead, yet not present. This absence becomes a physical manifestation of the boundary dissolution that has haunted Lila throughout her life. Despite conflicts and separations, Elena and Lila's friendship remains the narrative's gravitational center, more intense than family ties, more enduring than romantic partnerships, more complex than simple friendship. The novel's final image, the mysterious return of their childhood dolls, Tina and New, symbolizes their circular relationship. These dolls, whose loss led them to buy Little Women, inspired both Lila's first story and Elena's career. Their reappearance suggests their connection remains unbroken despite estrangement. Examining the cheap, ugly dolls against her published books, Elena wonders if Lila has deceived me all along, dragging me wherever she wanted, telling her story of redemption using my body and existence. This question of who shaped whom remains deliberately unresolved, suggesting influence flows in multiple directions. Ultimately, significant relationships aren't merely additions to our lives, but fundamental elements of identity. Those who know us longest often know us best, even when that knowledge is painful. Their story reminds us that true connection, with all its complications, may be our most authentic form of immortality.